I'm now joined with David Healy, Green Party candidate for the next local election in the Howth Malahide electorate area. He's going to be talking about improved transport strategy for the Greater Dublin area, also about rewild the Phoenix Park, saving our trees with bus connects on the way, climate emergency declaration, and also his local election campaign. Good afternoon, David, and thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny. Thank you for inviting me.
No, you're most welcome. Pleasure is all ours. First of all, David, Green Party councillors, they led the development of a more improved rail plan for the Greater Dublin area in conjunction with EMRA. Tell us more about that, what it's all
okay,
about.
Okay, so there are three Green councillors on the Regional Assembly, and particularly working also with some of the other councillors, an independent colleague from County Kildare. Sorry, I didn't hear plane flying over, sorry about that. We pushed for much more rail investment within the region because basically what came out in the National Development Plan was very limited in terms of its ambition for rail. And we know, and the majority of the Assembly agreed with us, that what we need is we need all this the new development in the region to be based around rail and to ensure that people have access to the network, to the rail network, to get not just into the city centre, but to get around the entire Dublin area and the wider region. So the government, the Department of Transport, was opposing this, but we've gone ahead with it anyway. So I suppose at this stage the ball is in the Minister's court, and we'll wait to see if he accepts the will democratically expressed by the Assembly for the area.
Yeah, do you expect he will approve it?
We don't know. I mean, what we've had over the... I mean, what he doesn't have to approve it, but he has to kind of not use the power he has to follow through on the implicit threat in his submission to us that he could direct... Well, not an explicit threat, in fact, that he could use a direction to change it. So whether he does that or not, it's hard to say. We've had lip service coming from the government in relation to rail, in relation to reduced greenhouse gas emissions and more sustainable transport solutions. And I suppose this is an opportunity for him to accept what we're saying from the bottom up and to put that into practice.
Okay, right. And moving on to the Phoenix Park issue, tell us, David, about the large-scale redevelopment plan for tourism and what needs changing in order to rewild the park as an urban resource for nature.
So I suppose I'll kind of speak at it in the wider context because the park is in my area, but we're looking at the wild lands in the whole of Dublin and seeing how do we protect them. And the traditional emphasis has been on conservation. And very much conservation has been looking at, say, okay, how do we keep things as they are or, you know, stop them being damaged? And rewilding is an approach which looks at the natural processes because what happens in nature is that nature repairs things. And there are things we can do to help that, to help that recovery. So when it comes to managing natural landscapes, or semi-natural landscapes, what we're saying is that there needs to be more emphasis on allowing those natural processes to help. So at a big scale, it's called ecosystem services, but even at a smaller, an urban scale, there's an awful lot which rewilding and relying on natural processes can do to make the parks better. It means often it can be less expensive in terms of management, but it's much better for biodiversity, and that kind of has knock-on effects on the wider environment as well.
Yeah, well, I have to say, you know, the Phoenix Park, situated so close to city centre at the same time, is nature at its very best. You know, it would be an awful shame to redevelop it on a large-scale basis.
Yeah, that's right. So in terms of shifting the management, for example, in Fingal, we've had a big reduction in the use by the council of pesticides when they're managing the open spaces in the parks, and they kind of accept that we need to do things differently. And that means people getting used to things looking different. You know, that not having the same fixation on getting rid of weeds or, you know, long grass, that we would look at certain wildflower areas and say, well, that's a wildflower patch, that's fine. It'll be mown later in the summer. But in the early, late spring and early summer, like now, it will be flowers and it will be left for the birds to feed off the insects. It'll be left for the bees and the other pollinators. And you know, we'll see how nature manages it. And of course, I suppose the big picture which we're trying to contribute to on this is the loss of biodiversity and the very scary reports coming out about reduction in insect numbers. So we need to be playing our part in agriculture, but also in every area where we're managing land.
Yes, right. The Green Party have also supported concerns from residents regarding the loss of mature trees, and that was all part of the BusConnex proposals. What's the current position on this?
So BusConnex are now, you know, looking at, they're still accepting submissions until the end of the month in relation to a number of the corridors. For some of the others, the period is complete. But I think that there's been a lot of response from people saying the approach has to maintain the quality of the urban environment, the suburban environment, the quality of the streets and the roads where people live. And simply looking at this as a transport-only project isn't good enough. And then that takes you into kind of a prioritization. And what happened in the first designs that they produced was that they had pretty much a determination that at least one lane of car access had to be maintained in both directions on all routes. And that's kind of unimpeded car access. And what people are coming back to and saying, well, you know, no, maybe some of the routes can be one way for general traffic, or maybe we need the kind of bus gate so that you can give buses priority in two ways. One is you can give them a straight lane all the way through, but where the road isn't wide enough for that, and instead of, say, taking down the trees, like on the trees in the middle of Baggot Street, which is one of the proposals, that you could use the lights, nearby traffic lights, to make sure the buses go through the lights ahead of the cars. And then they can use this you can have a single lane, you don't need a separate bus lane, but you've ensured that the buses are going through from traffic lights from junction to junction in front of the cars. So you're getting the same benefit in terms of speeding up the buses, which is the essential object of the plan, and one we completely agree with. And similarly, segregating cyclists from the general traffic and from the bus lanes in particular is something else we very much agree with.
Yeah, sounds like it all makes a lot of sense, actually. Can draft plans be reviewed and changed on this basis at this stage? I'm assuming they can be.
Yeah, the NTA has actually been very clear that, look, this is just the first design that they've done, and they're looking for feedback, and they are going to change the plans. They're just the first draft. And looking at them, like, one of the impressions that you definitely get from them is that they haven't been done with a kind of a landscape view in mind. You know, that they really, nobody was in the room saying, okay, how many trees are we going to lose? Where are we going to plant new trees? Where are the benches going to go? You know, how are we going to make this street or this road a better place for the people who live on it, or for the people who walk on it, or, you know, the people who are just going out to the shops or taking the dog for a walk? And all of them are key things about making a livable city, and that has to be our goal. So I think the NTA is starting to recognise that, and hopefully we'll see much better designs in the next stage.
Oh, that sounds good. In relation to a climate emergency, tell us about the core recommendations in the Oireachtas Climate Report.
So the Citizens' Assembly itself came up with 13 recommendations, and the Oireachtas Report has taken them and gone into them in more detail. I suppose, in particular, it's put the overall context of the reductions that are needed, and that is full decarbonisation, zero carbon by 2050, and 70% renewable electricity by 2030. And it's proposed these new targets, and the committee proposed them, and the full Oireachtas adopted them. And in doing so, the full Oireachtas also declared that there's a climate and biodiversity emergency. So it's responding to the what the science has said, both the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and the Intergovernmental Panel on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services, which just came out in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, the response is that, look, this is an emergency at this stage, so we need to make rapid and far-reaching changes in order to protect the environment for future generations.
What's your view on the Taoiseach's response to the climate emergency declaration?
Very concerned to see that he was saying it was, I mean, it's a bit hard to figure exactly what he was saying, but he seems to have said it was symbolic.
or just symbolic. What the Dáil did in adopting the declaration is they declared the emergency, but at the same time they endorsed the Oireachtas Committee's report, which sets out dozens of actions which need to be taken. So the test for the government, I suppose, is going to be their plan. They're going to come out with a climate plan in the next few weeks, and we'll have to see exactly what they've got in it. But we'll certainly be testing it against what the Dáil has just agreed to.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay, would it be true to say that Ireland is way behind the rest of Europe in terms of climate change?
Yes, I think that's fair, and that assessment has come, say, not from us, but it's come from the Climate Action Network, and they've looked at Ireland's progress, both in terms of emissions and in terms of policies, and we're right down the bottom of the list.
Yeah, I thought so.
We're with Poland, which has been taking a very negative stance because of the strength of its coal industry.
Okay, that's not good. So tell us about your local election campaign, David, how it's going and what kind of reaction you're getting from locals during your door-to-door visits.
Okay, so it's going well. I'm just out in Balgriffin at the moment, and so you can hear the planes occasionally. Getting a good reaction from people. I think one of the things I've particularly worked on in recent years has been greenways, and the first new bit is going to be a greenway between Baldoyle and Portmarnock. That's something I've been working on for about 10 years. And that's happening. But people are very enthusiastic to see that coming. And we've been discussing the next links. So from Portmarnock on to Kinsealy, from Kinsealy to Swords, hopefully a very traffic calmed street between Kinsealy and Malahide. Because what's proposed is a new secondary school in Kinsealy, and there actually isn't a very large population in the village itself. The students would all be coming from neighbouring towns, about 3 or 4 kilometre distance. So real cycling distances from Malahide, Portmarnock, Swords, Balmain, Balgriffin. But at the moment, there are no safe routes for them to use to get to the proposed new school. So I think we need a kind of a network of greenways throughout the rural areas between the suburban towns in Fingal, and certainly getting a very good reaction to those proposals.
Well, that's good. Have you found that climate change is now a major issue raised by locals, even the younger?
Yes, it is. It's something which is new. I mean, previously, I suppose, we were bringing it up with people, but now people are bringing it up with us, and it's one of the things they're raising and very concerned about.
So just before we finish up, are there any other local issues or current local issues going on that you'd like to talk about?
I suppose one of the other things is water quality in this area, and that's both the rivers and the seas. And so the sewage outfall, there's a proposed sewage effluent outfall, which currently is proposed for near Ireland's Eye, and I went to the Board for NOLA oral hearing and argued that it needs to be further out, it needs to be right out to sea, not beside the island where, you know, people are kayaking, sailing, diving, catching lobster. There's a question about distance, but also the other thing that affects two other big things that affect our seas and our rivers are urban runoff, and in this area the airport is a very large source of runoff, I'm quite concerned about the quality of the rivers that come down from the airport to the sea. And then of course that the other thing is sewage treatment, sewage system overflows. A lot of the sewage networks have a problem that when it rains heavily, the rain gets into the foul sewers and causes them to overflow, and that goes into the rivers, it goes into the seas. You might remember the beaches being closed during the summer in recent years after heavy rain in the summer due exactly to that. So we need to be making a lot of improvements just to the kind of smaller elements of the sewage network to stop those overflows, to stop the rainwater getting into the system, and to deal with misconnections in some places. The two networks, the sewers and the surface water drainage, have been connected together, and that needs to be undone.
All right. Okay. David, thanks again for joining us this afternoon, and good luck with your election campaign from all of us here at Near FM. All the very best to you. Take care and have a great weekend.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me on.
You're most welcome. All the best. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, that was David Healy, Green Party candidate for the next local election in the Howth Malahide electorate area, talking about development of improved transport strategy for the Greater Dublin area. Also, all about rewilding Phoenix Park, saving more trees with bus connects on the way, climate emergency declaration, some local issues, and also about his local election campaign. I beg your pardon.